This video is made possible by Skillshare. The first 1,000 people to sign up using the link in the description will get their first 2 months for only 99 cents. The world seems like it's becoming a smaller and smaller place all the time. As technology has improved, the ability to travel around the world has gotten more and more easy to do. With that being said though, if you were absolutely determined to make a full circumnavigation around the planet today, what is the quickest time that you could possibly do it in? For a little bit of reference, let's go back to the first time that anybody successfully did that. The men aboard Ferdinand Magellan's voyage back in 1519. Being a part of this voyage really truly sucked. They started with 5 ships and 270 men and took over 3 years to complete the trip. Magellan himself got killed in the Philippines along the way, and out of those 270 guys, only 18 of them managed to actually survive the journey back to Spain. Traveling around the world was a truly terrifying feat to attempt then, and still was for a long time. Everybody who tried it took somewhere between 2 to 3 years up until the 19th century. The first ship that got really close to circumnavigating the world in under a year was a Confederate ship basically on accident during the US Civil War. The CSS Shenandoah left London to raid Union shipping lines across the world, and wanting to avoid piracy charges after the war ended, the crew sailed back to London to surrender to the British instead 12 and a half months after first departing from there. Building canals later in the Suez and Panama enabled people to not have to sail around the entire continents of Africa and South America, which allowed for much quicker travel times. As of the making of this video, the fastest that anybody has circumnavigated the world in a boat so far was just last year in 2017. Francis Joyon, along with a crew of 5 sailors, managed to sail around the world in just 40 days, 23 hours, 30 minutes, and 30 seconds. But sailing is slow when compared to flying. So how quick can you get around while in the air? The first time anybody flew around the world happened back in 1924 by the US Army Air Service, and it took them 175 full days to complete, which is ludicrously slow. But it was still faster than any other alternative was at the time. Just a few years later though, in 1929, that time was drastically improved by a Zeppelin piloted by Hugo Eckener, who managed to get around the world in a brisk 21 days. 2 years later, in 1931, 2 pilots flying a Lockheed Vega smashed that record by flying around the world in just 8 days, 15 hours, and 51 minutes. Progress on getting this time down further continued through 1949, when the US Air Force flying a B-50 Super Fortress made the first flight around the world without stopping to refuel. Relying instead on mid-air refuelings, the plane managed to fly around the world in just 94 hours and 1 minute. This was the first time that humans managed to travel around the world in less than a week. So now we can fully appreciate how easy and fast this is in the modern world. Air France flying the Concorde set the all-time record for the fastest time circumnavigating the world in a suborbital flight all the way back in 1992. They managed to get around the entire planet in just 32 hours, 49 minutes, and 3 seconds, over 800 times faster than Magellan's first voyage was in 1519. Nobody even now has managed to travel around the world in under a day without having gone to space. Going to space, though, changes both the rules and the times that are possible by a dramatic amount. If you're to believe Elon Musk's claims about what SpaceX's new rocket, the Interplanetary Transport System, will be capable of, it should be able to transport anybody on Earth from one place to any other place in under 1 hour. If you watch the video that they uploaded to their YouTube channel, they claim that a flight from New York City to Shanghai will only take 39 minutes while on board. If we accept the claim that the rocket can get from one side of the Earth to the other in under an hour, then it should be reasonable to assume that it could fully circumnavigate the world in under 2 hours. That's really fast, but there are already people who have done it faster. This guy, Yuri Gagarin, became the first human in space back in 1961 and completed his first full orbit of the Earth in just a tiny 108 minutes. But the astronauts on board the International Space Station can do even better. The ISS makes a complete orbit around the Earth once every 92 minutes, which if you can afford the $20 to $40 million price tag to take a trip up, is the fastest way that you can move your body around the Earth. Well, maybe. There are some satellites in LEO that can orbit the Earth quicker in 84 minutes, so you could possibly strap yourself onto one and ride it out. You'd probably die, of course, but nothing in the rules said that you needed to be alive to complete it. So there you have it. 92 minutes if you want to stay alive, and 84 minutes if you don't. Or if you want to settle for traveling in a plane, just hope that the Concorde comes back and do it in about 32 hours. Of course, if you're like me though, and waiting for anything for any amount of time bores you into oblivion, why not do something productive next and try out Skillshare? Skillshare has over 19,000 classes on anything from Python programming to 1930s character design illustrations. If there's any skill you want to learn, then there's a good chance that Skillshare has a class for it. The most frequent email that I get from you guys is how to start learning animations to create your own videos on your own channels. So if you want to learn today, they have a course on animation taught by the senior motion graphics designer of Kurzgesagt. The greatest news about this though is that you don't need to spend much to start learning. By going to skl.sh/reallifelore10 in the description and being one of the first 1,000 people to sign up, you will get 2 full months of Skillshare Premium for only 99 cents. Don't forget to subscribe by clicking here, and I'll see you next week for another brand new video then.